You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Zen Sports Studio. I'm your host, Buck Rising. If you're new to the show, and I'm proud as always to be presented to you by our friends at Zen Sports. No, wrong, Bert. Zen Sports. Download the app. Plug in the promo code ATOZTN and get up to $1,000 on your no danger first wager. Same game parlays also available for you at zensports.com. Give me TrueMav Fitness, Robert Walsh, behind the scenes. TrueMav Fitness is where you go for the best workout in Middle Tennessee. No workout ever recycled or repeated at TrueMavFitness.com. All right, well done, Bert. We got through that rather cleanly. So Derrick Henry, we all knew that the percentage chance of Derrick Henry returning to the Tennessee Titans was slim to none. Now, the door is never outright closed until the ink is dry on the contract or the DocuSign is made official digitally. However, we're doing these contract signings officially anymore. Derrick Henry is a free agent or getting ready to be a free agent. And we knew that after 8 years here in Tennessee, it was pretty unlikely that he was going to return. But given the financials of the Tennessee Titans right now and how depressed we expect the running back market to be, I think a lot of people looked around and said, all right, you know, unlikely, not going to get my hopes up. You may have gotten yourself to a place where you're prepared to move on from Derrick Henry at this point. And so that this latest report from Jeremy Fowler that's trending towards him not returning to the Titans, which again, we of course all knew, and that the door is not yet closed, which again, of course we all knew. Now that's less for us here locally than it is for people nationally, but still, that's the case. So as you look at Derrick Henry's situation, I guess the Two Rivers Ford take would be this. Where do you most want to see Derrick Henry play in 2024? You can say the Titans. You can have a team that you would like to see him go try and win a ring with, because that seems to be where things are trending right now for the 30-year-old former NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Derrick Henry, where do you want to see him play in 2024? It's your Two Rivers Ford take. As always, it's presented by Bert, Two Rivers Ford, quality American-made Ford vehicles and award-winning customer service. Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet. They will get you right to riversford.com for more information, where you can get all of their new non-specialty Fords below MSRP. Just like the commercial tells you, the South's most trusted Ford dealership is Two Rivers Ford. So where would you like to see Derrick Henry play in 2024? I'm sure many of you don't want to see him end up anywhere else. I'm sure some of you would be okay seeing him go on to win, but not necessarily with a team or with a team that you don't want to see him go to a conference rival, right? For example, the Baltimore Ravens are going to come up a lot here. I'm sure that's what Bert, so kind as to throw some of the comments up for me so that I can read them, since I can't see them on my end tonight. Just where do you want to see Derrick Henry play this coming season? Major Keys, I feel like he'll be going to the Cowboys. Now, a lot of people got butt hurt because they saw him post a picture with his realtor about him buying a new place in Dallas. He's had a place in Dallas. His family is expanding. I don't know if you noticed from the picture that his girlfriend appears to be pregnant with their second child, which is very exciting for Derrick and his family as they continue to grow. So I'm sure that's a part of it. He continues to train and live in Dallas in the offseason. That's not anything new. Doesn't indicate that he's signing with the Cowboys, but it would be a layup for Dallas to come in and say, hey, you're already in our backyard, bud. Sit out on training camp. Take your time. Consider your other offers. But if you're open to it, the Cowboys, but Jerry, I'd love to have a big old Navy star on the side of your head next year. Steve Jones says, anybody but the Texans. That's interesting, right? Because the Texans will have a need at running back. Damian Pierce got basically beat out, and I'm blanking on the former Bills running back's name that ended up having such a successful season in Houston last year. But again, their running back situation is not settled with C.J. Stroud at quarterback. it is something that many people have talked about. For example, Saquon Barkley making a lot of sense in Houston. Now, I don't know if you'd rather see Saquon Barkley in a Houston Texans uniform twice a year, or if you'd rather see Derrick Henry in a Houston Texans uniform twice a year, because those are different kinds of players. Devin Singletary. Thank you, Caleb Gray. Those are different kind of players. And an offense that I think lends it, I think the offense lends itself more to Saquon than it would Derrick Henry. But, you know, if you have Derrick Henry on your team, you're going to find ways to make it work for Derrick Henry, right? It shouldn't be rocket science if you're competent at your job. Stephen King would like to see him with the Niners. He would make a lot of sense in San Fran. Financially, I'm not sure how exactly that's going to work. Zach says just not in the AFC. Well, you know, where I'm almost certain, I'll tell you where I would like to see Derrick Henry play in 2024. Right after we hear from Derrick Henry, his goodbye speech to Titans fans in the final game of the 2023 regular season, they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Derek is on the field. They win, right, in ways that they were not expected to. They keep Jacksonville out of the postseason and help the Texans ultimately go on to win the AFC South. Derek Henry, after the game, does a TV interview, I think it was with CBS, then makes the rounds around the stadium, waving bye to the fans, and then he comes back to midfield, grabs a microphone, and delivers a speech.
Titan fans, I just want to say thank you for the greatest 8 years of my life, the ups and the downs. Y'all been there for everything, through the adversity, watching me grow as a person and a player, always supporting me. I love y'all. I love seeing the speeches in the stadium. Hopefully I was an inspiration to all the young kids and everybody in the community. Just thank y'all so much. Man, God is good. And tighten up there.
Nothing left to be said. Ladies and gentlemen, Henry.
So that's Derrick Henry at the end of the Jags game, and it, you know, that felt like goodbye. Now, we've talked about this before. Derrick has been mentally prepared to move on from Tennessee for the better part of a year, over a year now. I think since Combine last year, when whether they were correct or incorrect, but rumors started to swirl about the Titans being willing to listen to calls for Derrick Henry, that the Titans may have been interested in pursuing a trade for Derrick Henry. That then the trade deadline last October comes along, and you remember us talking about it, right? The Ravens were the team that was most interested in Derrick Henry's services, and ultimately were not able to get a deal done. Whether ownership came in, and that's been circulated before, that's not something personally I had heard, that ownership had nixed the Derrick Henry Ravens trade because either the value wasn't there or they knew they were going to suck anyway and they wanted to keep butts in the seats, and there's really only reason besides Will Levis. Derrick Henry is the only reason to show up to those games. Ultimately, Derrick Henry remains a Titan, and they don't get anything back for him for the rest of that regular season, but he goes on to hit free agency now. Cordy Jackson says he would be great with the Chiefs. Yeah, but they have Pacheco, and Pacheco is so cost-effective. Now, you could say, well, it wouldn't hurt them to add Derrick Henry. It depends what the cost is, and that's the thing that's working most against Derrick Henry and all these running backs, because there's a ton of famous running backs who are going to be available in the free agent market. That's the thing that ultimately works in their favor the least. But I'll tell you who I want to see Derrick Henry with in 2024, right after I remind you that the primetime program is presented by TrueMav Fitness. In the Gulch, go to TrueMavFitness.com for the best workout possible, the most convenient workout possible. You can find them right downtown Nashville in the Gulch, conveniently located. They are there to provide you with all manner of great workouts. They continue to rotate their workout programming throughout the course of the week. They have all manner of options for you. If you're not necessarily a group fitness person, that's fine. They've got an open gym. You can sign up for a membership. You can work out at your own pace as you please. If you feel like you're not properly motivated to work out by yourself, but group fitness classes aren't for you, which, by the way, they also offer and I personally enjoy, but that's okay if you don't. You can do like I do. You can go to personal training at TrueMath Fitness. TrueMathFitness.com, a new way to work out for the best version of you. TrueMathFitness.com, as I said, for that first workout, free. So I would like to see Derrick Henry with the Baltimore Ravens next year. The fit makes a lot of sense. Financially, if they agree to terms on a two-year deal, they can backload the contract. They can give him some decent guaranteed money up front. They can keep the cap hit low in 2024 because the Ravens are not exactly cash flush right now. Gus Edwards is a pending free agent. Roberts, I'm blanking on the Eastern Carolina running back's name, for Baltimore last year, who started to come on, but then experienced some injury. Long story short, Baltimore could use a reliable running back because, of course, J.K. Dobbins is also an unrestricted free agent this year, and his career has been just, no pun intended, mangled by injuries because he's dealt with a couple of them, and it's really, really unfortunate for J.K. But still, Baltimore needs a reliable running back. Now, I know that would make many of you sick to your stomach. How many different former Titans greats, Amari Roll, Derek Mason, Steve McNair, have you seen go on in the later stages of their career and have varying degrees of success with the Baltimore Ravens, but still have varying degrees of success and continue to play at a high level for a franchise that you particularly hate? It's not ideal if you're a Titans fan, but again, I'm answering this question from my perspective, as you guys are free to answer it from your perspective. I would love to see Derek in that offense. I would love to see Derek with the ability to work off some playmakers like Mark Andrews and Zay Flowers. I would love to see Derrick Henry in a schemed run game with Lamar. I think that would lend itself to him having some of the best success of his career. Their offensive line is not like top flight, but they're certainly good enough to make some hay there. And when they're healthy, they're one of the better units in the league. That's been kind of a risky proposition for them over the course of the last couple of seasons. I personally would like to see Derrick Henry playing for the Baltimore Ravens. I completely understand why Titans fans would be made sick to their stomach at the idea of that, but that's okay. Kevin Byard signed a 2-year deal with the Chicago Bears today. We'll talk about it. What you saw from the KB deal, how would you grade it in retrospect, seeing what happened on the safety market in the past calendar week and what we've seen from a lot of these teams that are shedding safety salaries right now? We'll talk about it together. The question, like I said, is how would you grade the Kevin Byard trade from the Titans to the Eagles back before the trade deadline in October? Let me know in the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. While you do that, I'll remind you that the primetime program is made possible by Zen Sports. Same game parlays, no danger first wager, up to $1,000. All you got to do is plug in the promo code that you typically see behind me. But tonight we are having some technical difficulties. As I mentioned, ATOZTN is that promo code in the Zen Sports app. Your no danger first wager is a great place for you to get involved risk-free and for you to enjoy all the different perks that Zen Sports has to offer. ZenSports.com for more information. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply, must be 21 and up in Tennessee to bet. So show me some grades from the comments section on the Kevin Byard deal in retrospect. Remember that the Titans gave up Kevin Byard. Rogers Holland says C for cap. Gave up Kevin Byard, got back in exchange a 5th-round pick, a 6th-round pick, and safety Terrell Edmonds. Stephen King says A plus. B minus, we still have dead caps, says Jacob Ray. And that's a fair point to note. Nobody has more dead money on the books heading into 2024 than the Tennessee Titans do. It's north of $31 million. Now, those are, again, sins of John Robinson, so you're kind of making Rand Carthon pay for the sins of John Robinson if you're going to use that as a mark against him in this particular discussion. But that, you know, that is the situation. They couldn't outright get rid of all the money. There was not a clean way for them to do it. Necessarily, they did probably the best job possible. Boss Man Jim says Titans need to sign one of these safeties. Well, the good news is they're all over the place and they're probably going to be cheap or cheaper than you might imagine. And like I said, you've got some resources to play with. For me, I think the deal I think it's a solid B. Titans were the only team to get rid of a safety contract after so many safeties got released. Justin Simmons, Jordan Poyer, you saw a variety of different players get cut, both the Seattle Seahawks safeties this year in Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. The list goes on and on. There was over $100 million in shed safety salaries, say that 3 times fast, over the course of the last week as teams were preparing for free agency to try and retain their own free agents to put themselves cap compliant before they have to start to spend here in the next couple of days again. I would give it a solid B. They're the only team to get compensation back, as I mentioned, for one of these safety contracts that every team in the league decided that they were going to get off their books this year. And the only reason that I wouldn't give it an A, because I do think that them getting picks out of it, you know, 5th and 6th round pick for Kevin Byard, made a lot of people, bothered a lot of people at the time. I think you saw how much KB's play has dropped off from the player that he was, say, two seasons ago, probably his last peak Kevin Byard season. He was far from the problem, far from the only problem that they had here in Tennessee and in Philadelphia, right? There's plenty of issues that the Eagles were dealing with as well that exacerbated how much KB's play has dropped off here in the last couple of years. And I think he's fine. For him to go 2 years to Chicago, where they've got some decent players on that roster, if they can get him an actual pass rush up front again, if he can play with a corner like Jalen Johnson, that's going to make his life a lot easier. God knows he hasn't had quality corner play in quite some time. For me, ultimately, I think the deal is a B. B might even be a little high because they didn't, you know, Elijah Molden filling in that way, and Terrell Edmonds wasn't really he just felt like a throw-in salary dump type of situation. He was not he was not any kind of a standout here, any kind of a revelation here. So, you know, somewhere between a B and a B minus is probably how I would grade that particular deal. Brandon Scott says, was Byard the best safety available for Chicago to jump on, though? Well, for the price, right? The reported details of it certainly do not, you know, are not any kind, they're not going to offend your balance sheet if you're value shopping there. And if you think that you've got the horses up front to make life easier on your secondary, and they do have some pieces in the secondary with the Bears right now, and Matt Eberflus is regarded well as somebody who schemes defense, it's not the best available situation. And Chicago does have money to spend, but perhaps they prefer to spend their money elsewhere. And you know, if they can get replacement-level starter safety play from Kevin Byard, then why not do the deal? I think it makes a lot of sense for the Bears. All right, Sunday fun day. What's the best thing that you saw this weekend? We will get to that here in just a second, right after I remind you that the Primetime Show is presented by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Get the intel edge you need to buy or sell your home at GaryAshton.com, the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators, who unfortunately dropped a game today but have been red hot the rest of the last 2 weeks. GaryAshton.com for more information. Don't sell without the intel. All right, Robert, what do we have prepared for Sunday Funday this week?
Well, Patrick, the Vikings and Kirk Cousins' agent remain in communication, but at this point, it does appear that the four-time Pro Bowl quarterback is going to hit the free agent market on Monday. Other teams I would expect to pursue Cousins do include the Atlanta Falcons and quite possibly the Denver Broncos as well. The Vikings are still in this. A deal could come together quickly, assuming that the offer is right. So what does an offer to Kirk Cousins look like? I would certainly anticipate that the average per year is going to be upwards of $40 million, but structure is also really important. Future guarantees are really important, Ian, to a player who has played on a fully guaranteed deal for 9 seasons in a row.
Oh, it's like Christmas Eve, free agency. Nobody loses in free agency, right? This is the best thing that I saw, because it gets you excited for one of the biggest transactional moments of the year. It means you can really start to sink your teeth into how this team, in particular the Tennessee Titans, but no matter who you're a fan of, is going to retool for another campaign. It's the first major step in that process, and certainly we're getting closer and closer each day to the draft. We're less than 50 days away from the NFL draft, and for Titans fans, it's been, you know, it's been down times. You have the opportunity to try and get as right as humanly possible with some legitimate finances to attack this thing with 7 picks in the upcoming draft as we sit here today. We'll talk more about draft strategy. It'll be a more conventional-looking primetime show tomorrow night, I can promise you, and I appreciate your patience with us as we've worked through our technical difficulties this evening, but we couldn't let you down. We could not give you a primetime show, so we're grateful that you guys are here, as you always are. Point being, it's a really exciting time. Football fans should enjoy it, should embrace it. Titans fans get to enjoy a bit of a shopping spree in ways that they haven't in the past couple of years because, you know, you've had some bad contracts. You've shed some poor players, and or you're going to continue to shed bad players over the course of this. And now you can really start to visualize what your football team might look like under Rand Carthon and his staff and Brian Callahan and his staff. So certainly we'll start to see contract reports after 11 a.m. Central Time start to fly because the legal tampering will officially begin. Those deals can be reported on, but they cannot. Well, you know, they would. I think people would prefer them not be reported on between the agents and the players or whatever and the teams, but that's not the point. They'll be reported on. They won't be officially agreed to until Wednesday when the new league year and technically when free agency begins. But it's right around the corner. It's going to be great. And if you enjoy this stuff, the transactions, the roster building, the process of putting your team back together after it's basically been shattered into pieces in the last two seasons, you need to be at the Analog at the Hutton Hotel on Friday, May the 3rd, when Greg Cosell of NFL Films flies in, when we're hosting the install live show. Bert will do me the courtesy, hopefully, of dropping the Eventbrite link in the chat for you guys to get your tickets, because the tickets continue to sell at an incredible rate. We had a bunch of VIP tickets purchased this weekend because I get an update on my phone every day for how many tickets we've sold. And again, I could not be more grateful for how quickly you guys are buying these up, because of course we're doing this to help fundraise for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. That's going to be our main event on the LLS Visionaries of the Year campaign. Can't think of a better way to do it than with all kinds of Titans fans talking about their team with the smartest in the business, with Greg Cosell, and, you know, me trying not to screw things up and get out of the way to make sure that the event goes smoothly. It's going to be great. VIP tickets, if you want them, they include two drink tickets, because we got a full bar for the, I mean, it's a kick-ass setup. And I don't just say this because this is our event. Like, last year, I couldn't believe how cool it was. The production value, the staff, the team at the Analog is great, but they got a full bar. They're going to provide dinner if you purchase a VIP ticket, and we'll have an hour before the show starts to meet and greet, for you guys to ask Cosell your own questions up close and personal, for you guys to be able to chat with all our friends who are going to be in the audience. We're going to have a lot of exciting. Blaine Bishop, I know, is going to be there. Mickey Ryan from 104.5 The Zone. A lot of our friends from The Zone are going to be hanging around, chopping it up, talking shop with you. 104.5thezone.com is where you go to get those tickets, or you can click the link that Bert will drop in the chat for you guys to be able to purchase those tickets. Karen says she bought a VIP ticket too. It's a great time. I believe Karen was there last year, if I recall, and I believe her and the ladies of the Tennessee Titans had a great job. Bert, did you block me? Says William Jones. No, it's just, it's, you know, listen, Bert's doing a million different things that he typically doesn't have to do. All right, now you're just being petty, Bert, for God's sakes. Bert's being tasked with a million different things to do tonight that he typically does not have to do, so I'm grateful for him. BF says, hey, Buck, I got my tickets. I'm ready to be there. Brandon Scott got his VIP ticket. He's ready for that. Listen, guys, it's going to be badass. We can't wait to hang out with you. Like I said, we're going to save the biggest announcement for this event until probably about 2 weeks out. But by then, when we make this announcement, those tickets are going to be gone. Like, I'm assuming that the minute, you know, within an hour of us making this announcement of the special attendees that are going to be participating in the live show with us, I think that those tickets will either be slim pickings anyway, because, I mean, we're almost, when I got the notification this morning, we're more than halfway there. We've already achieved, they gave us a lot more tickets this year, but we've already achieved a pretty significant milestone as far as that goes. And like I said, it's for cancer research, so we're fired up about that. I know I'm rambling on. Anyway, get your tickets. Click the link, 104.5thezone.com. If you don't want the VIP experience, that's okay. You don't have to. You can come hang out and have a great time either way. It's only $25 to get in and enjoy the show. And, of course, for a great cause, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Have a great rest of your night. We'll be back at it in a more normalized fashion. Thank you to Bert for helping me work through the difficulty of tonight's logistics. And we will talk about all things free agency, all things legal tampering. The news will be flying fast and furiously all morning long from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. So your ass better be there, because we're going to be talking about how your football team is going to be put back together over the course of the next couple of weeks. See you guys tomorrow night, if not at 10 a.m. tomorrow on 104.5 The Zone. Send me out, Bert.
This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Titans, let the world hear us now. This is our team, go Colts.